Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritya. Naram chaiva narottamam. Devim sarasatim vyasam. Tato jayam udiraye. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter number 8, Text number 5. Pravishta karna randrena Swanam bhava suroruham Tunoti shamalam krishna Salilasya yatasharat Pravishta karna randrena Swanam bhava suroruham Tunoti shamalam krishna Salilasya yatasharat Pravishta karna randrena Swanam bhava saroruham Tunoti shamalam krishna Salilasya yatashara Pravishta karna randrena Swanam bhava saroruham Tunoti shamalam krishna Salilasya yatasharad Vaishnavis Pravishta karna rantrena Swanam bhava saroruham Tunoti shamalam krishna Salilasya yatasharad Pravishna karna randrena Swanam bhava saroruham Tunoti shamalam krishna Salilasya yata Pravishta Thus being entered Karna randrena Through the holes of the ears, swanam, according to one's liberated position, bhava, constitutional relationship, sarakruham, the lotus flower, tunoti, cleanses, shamalam. Material qualities like lust, anger, avarice, and hankering. Can somebody look up avarice? Means what? Where does it come from? Yeah. Can somebody look it up? Anyone? Dictionary? Greed. Just want to hear a little more about it. Krishna. Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Salilasya, of the reservoir of waters. Yata, as it were. Sharat, the autumn season. Translation, the sound incarnation of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Soul, that is, Srimad Bhagavatam, enters into the heart of a self-realized devotee, sits on the lotus flower of his loving relationship, and thus cleanses the dust of material association, such as lust, anger, and hankering. Thus, it acts like autumnal rains upon pools of muddy water. Purport. It is said that a single pure devotee of the Lord can deliver all of the fallen souls of the world. Thus, one who is actually in the confidence of a pure devotee like Narada or Shukadeva Goswami, then thus is empowered by one's spiritual master, as Narada was by Brahmaji, can not only deliver himself from the clutches of Maya or illusion, but can deliver the whole world by his pure and empowered devotional strength. The comparison to the autumnal rain that falls on muddy reservoirs of water is very appropriate. During the rainy season, all the waters of the rivers become muddy. But in the month of July, August, the autumn season, when there is a slight rainfall, the muddy waters of the rivers all over the world become at once clear. By addition of some chemical, a small reservoir of water like that of a metropolitan waterworks tank can be cleared. But by such a tiny effort, it is not possible to clear up all the reservoirs of water like the rivers. A powerful pure devotee of the Lord, however, can deliver not only his personal self, but also many others in his association. In other words, the cleansing of the polluted heart by other methods like the culture of empiric knowledge or mystic gymnastics can simply cleanse one's own heart. But devotional service to the Lord is so powerful that it can cleanse the hearts of people in general by the devotional service of the pure, empowered devotee. A true representative of the Lord, like Narada, Shukadeva, Goswami, Lord Chaitanya, the six Goswamis, and later Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, etc., can deliver all people by their empowered devotional service. By sincere efforts to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, one realizes his constitutional relationship with the Lord in the transcendental humor of servitude, friendship, paternal affection, or conjugal love. And by such self-realization, one becomes situated at once in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Not only were all the pure devotees like Narada self-realized souls, but they were engaged in preaching work automatically by spiritual impetus. And thus they delivered many poor souls entangled in the material modes. They became so powerful because they sincerely followed the Bhagavatam principles by regular hearing and worshiping. By such actions, the accumulated material lusts, etc., become cleansed by the personal endeavor of the Lord within the heart. The Lord is always within the heart of the living being, but he becomes manifested by one's devotional service. Purification of the heart by culture of knowledge or mystic yoga may be all right for the time being for an individual person, but it is like the cleansing of a small quantity of stagnant water by chemical processes. Such clarification of water may stand for the time being and the sediments settle down, but by a slight agitation, everything becomes muddy. The idea is that devotional service to the Lord is the only method of cleansing the heart for good, whereas other methods may be superficially good for the time being. There is a risk of becoming muddy again due to agitation of the mind. Devotional service to the Lord, with specific attention for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and always, is the best recommended method for liberation from the clutches of illusion. I offer my respectful obeisances to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and to all the assembled devotees. Hare Krishna. This verse is based on the principle of Lord Chaitanya's preaching, which is mentioned in the Chaitanya Manjusha. Araja Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanayast Tadama Vrindavana Ramya Kachidupasana Vrajavidu Valgina Valkalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumartamahan. That he said the Vrindavan Dham and Krishna are non-different. That the highest method for worshipping Krishna is that which was executed by the gopis of Vrindavan, and that the Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless Purana. And he named it as the ultimate authority on all points about devotional service. And furthermore, the ultimate goal of life is to attain pure devotional service, prema pumarta mahan. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we find these statements also echoed. For instance, as everyone knows, starting in the first canto, second chapter, 17th verse, Shrinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridyan Taksto Hyabhadrani Fidunoti Suhritsatam. The Lord Sri Krishna, who is the Paramatma, Supersoul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire from material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee, who relishes his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. So, Punya Shravana Kirtana means just by hearing, one gains spiritual piety. And furthermore, vidunoti. The vidunoti is a specific term, which means that there's a cleansing agent. And who is the cleansing agent? It's Krishna himself. He's there within the heart, as we hear throughout the Bhagavad Gita. Ishvara sarvabhutanam hridayashchera janatishtati brahmayan sarvabhutani yantra rudrani mayaya. Krishna says, I'm there, following the living entity from one destination to the next, and sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto. So what is he doing there? He's observing, overseeing, and permitting, 13th chapter of Gita, the living entity to do as he wishes, because Krishna says, Samoham sarvabhuteshu nami dveshasti na priya. I remain neutral for the living entity. And however, when someone turns his or her attention towards Krishna, then Krishna then turns on the vidunoti, which is a machine. In India, there's a, I don't know if it's just in India, but it's called a vidunoti. It's cords pulled taut in a box upon which one puts cotton that's still in its impure state, which is full of seeds and other kinds of debris. And then the cords are vibrated at a high frequency, and then the impurities fall through the cracks of the cords, and what's left is fluffy white cotton. And so similarly, this poetical example is that Krishna is the vidunoti. He's there within the heart, and he assists those who turn their attention towards him. As mentioned in the rest of the verse, Samoham sarvabhuteshu nami dveshasti na priya ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya maite teshu chapyaham. The first half of that verse from the ninth chapter says that, Krishna says that, as I'm there in a neutral way, and Samoham sarvabhuteshu, I don't envy anybody, I don't love anybody. He stays in a neutral position. And ye yata mam prapadyante tamsitaiva bhajamyaham. As somebody wishes, he rewards them accordingly. However, in the second half of that verse, ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya maite teshu chapyaham. If someone begins worshiping me, ye bhajanti, then that person is in me and I'm in him. And the in the purport, Prabhupada points out, then there's an inordinate way in which Krishna extends himself towards the person who has turned his or her attention towards him by hearing, by deliberately hearing his messages, like Srimad Bhagavatam. Another verse which is mentioned by many of our acharyas is in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sadyo hridyavarujyate trakritibhi shushu shubhishtakshanat. That when one gives one's attention towards hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, then very quickly Krishna himself becomes, as Prabhupada says, compact within the heart. Means that there's a way in which he won't leave the heart of somebody who's hearing about him, especially Srimad Bhagavatam, as is mentioned here. He's attracted to the sound vibration of the Srimad Bhagavatam because it's about his internal potency. It's about his devotees. And sada sadavot hridayam mayam sadhunam hridayam tvaham. They're in his heart. The devotees are in his heart, and he's in their heart, and nowhere else. He says, I'm not in the hearts of the yogis. I'm not anywhere else. If someone's singing my glories and is devoted to me, then I'm there with the devotee. Sadyo hridyavarudyate trakritibi. So someone who's engaged in this activity and becoming refined by the process of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, kritibi shushu shibish takshinat, then Krishna stays there. And following that verse, there's another verse that is commonly quoted along with Sadyo hridyavarudyate, which is Vrishujati hridayam nayasya sakshat darir avasha abhihitopya goganasha pranaya rashanaya ritanga padma sabhavati bhagavata pradana ukta. This has come from the 11th canto, second chapter, 55th verse, in which it is mentioned what is the standard of the Mahabhagavata, as is mentioned in the purport here. Prabhupada mentioned that those who are on the highest level of devotional service can easily purify people all over the world, not only themselves, but everyone else. So, Vrishujati Hridayam Yasya Sakshat, Krishna is there directly within the heart. Darir, Hari is there. Dir Avasha Abhihito Pyagoganasha. And if somebody says his holy name, Hare Krishna, or listens to Srimad Bhagavatam, then the effect is that Krishna then won't leave that person's heart. Why? Because pranaya rasanaya dritangi padma. Pranaya rasanaya means there are ropes of love. He's tied by ropes of love to the heart of that person because that person is showing love to him by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam or chanting his holy name. But he's so merciful that even if somebody does it accidentally, if someone says, Hare Krishna, you Hare Krishna people, you should leave this place immediately, but it's too late. You said Hare Krishna. And so then Prabhupada says here that a person who's enraptured by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam and has come to the position of this pradana ukta, which means that the person has no other business in life, no other interest, except for hearing about Krishna and serving Krishna. This kind of quality of devotee then can purify the whole world. So we see in the example, Prabhupada says here very artfully, he's mentioning the disciplic succession, he says, Srila, Srila, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, etc. Well, Prabhupada, obviously, by following this principle, very straightforward principle, of bringing the straight, pure vibration of the Srimad Bhagavatam, did exactly what this Bhagavatam says will happen, which is tadvag visargo janataga viplavo. There'll be the material world will be overturned. It's like a boat being overturned. It gets turned upside down. Tadvag visargo janataga viplavo yasmin prati shulkam abhati bhaktipi. So the Bhagavatam is from the spiritual realm, doesn't come from the material world, and those who engage in hearing the Bhagavatam, or those who speak it, or Shukadeva Goswami says, anyone in between also gets affected. That's at the beginning of the 10th canto, because Parikshit Maharaj mentions that it's amazing that I'm sitting here for 7 days and I'm not even taking water and I'm not sleeping, but I'm not tired. And I'm not thirsty, and I'm not hungry. He said, that's amazing. And he said, the reason it's amazing is, the reason that it's I'm like that is because chutam harikatamritam. I'm drinking the nectar that's falling from your mouth. So this is the standard of Bhagavatam hearing. It's also mentioned in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, yata ditam. One should be enraptured by the sound vibration of Srimad Bhagavatam and not want to stop listening to it. From that position, then one is known to be entering into the liberated stage of life. And Srila Prabhupada brought that standard to the world, brought the Srimad Bhagavatam, and taught the Bhagavata principle. That's why we have Bhagavatam class every day. And Prabhupada mentioned that if you have one class a day, you can finish the Srimad Bhagavatam in 50 years. let's see, if you want to bring up other things, a question or any other points you want to discuss more fully in the purport. Yes, Prabhu. All the glorification that we hear. He has a question. If you chant Nashta.
In the translation, there's one part that mentions it's practically almost nil. So that's stuck in my mind, almost nil. It appears that it's not 100%. So what is that lacking there that is not 100%?
All that's lacking, so did you understand his question? In the verse, Nashta Prayeshu Badreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamashlok Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki, it says that Prayeshu, almost complete, not yet complete, but almost complete. So he's saying, so why is it the verse saying that? It's because that verse is in an interim position in the sequence of verses that Prabhupada quotes in many places. For instance, in the verse that he most lectured on, which is the Bhagavad Gita 7th chapter, 1st verse, you'll notice the sequence of verses are there. And also when Prabhupada was on the Jaladuta and he was writing about how he would be able to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, he quotes these sequence of verses, starting with Shushru Shoshadhanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Sian Mahatsevaya Vipra Punya Tirtanashevana. So it begins with association with devotees. If you serve the Mahatmas, Mahatmanas Tumam Partha Daivim Prakriti Masht, then there's a way in which that you start to get a desire to hear. That's the first step. By association, you desire to hear. And I was going to, just incidentally, I kind of skipped over it, but I was going to quote from Parikshit Maharaj and Shukadeva Goswami in the 10th canto. He said, the Vasudeva Kata Prashna Purusham Trinpunati Hi Vaktaram Vrachakam Shrotrims Yatpara Salilamyata. He says that three types of people become purified from hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, the ones speaking, the ones listening, and everybody else who comes close to it. You know, like people walking by the Rath Yatra on Venice Beach and they hear some vibration, you know, they get affected too. So if someone comes in contact with devotees, there's a way in which he or she can develop a desire to hear about Krishna through service to the pure devotees. And then this is a sign of increasing spiritual health. Jiva Goswami said there's a one-to-one correlation. When, as one's desire to hear Krishna Katha increases, one can ascertain that one's becoming more advanced in devotional service. As Bhurijana Prabhu once said, that he'd figured a way that if unwanted guests came, he'd say, let's open the Chaitanya Charitamrita and read something. And they say, I have to go. Yeah, it's fine. I'm a little busy now. Unless we're going to criticize somebody, I can't stay. So they'll leave. So then the next verse is Srinvatam Swakata Krishna, which means that you begin the process of hearing and chanting, and Krishna starts to help cleanse the heart. Krishna is the Vidhunoti. You'll notice at the beginning of the nectar devotion that it's one of Krishna's names. He's called Vidhunoti, because he's the one who actually cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart. There's a story about two policemen walking in Delhi, and one of them says, you know, it's kind of interesting. We're walking around here stopping thieves, but we worship our God, they're Hindus, our God is known as a chore. You know, he's muck and chore. He steals. So what should we do about that? And the other one said, no, it's actually very good that he's a thief, because you'll notice everyone puts up high walls and big locks to keep all their stuff, because they don't want anybody to come and steal it. But Krishna's so expert. Even though we put up a high wall, I put up a high wall around my heart because I don't want to give up my anartas. Krishna's so expert, he can scale the wall. He can get around it. He'll come in, he'll take it. That's the danger of performing devotional service, because, yeah, but what if I want to stay like I am here in the material world? Which is the way Prahlad Maharaj says, if you have a vrat, if you made a vow that you want to stay in the material world, then it's going to be tough going for you. But even those people who have made a strong vow to stay in the material world, they can, Krishna, as Vidunoti, he can come in and steal their heart anyway. You've all seen it before. So then after that comes Nashtra Prayushu Bhadrishu, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, Bhagavat Yutama Shloke, Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. So there's an interim point at which one starts to notice that one's making advancement. One should notice this. This is and there are interim points that are mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. For instance, Krishna says, jata shada makkatasu nirvina sarvakarmasu veda dukat makam kamam prityage pranishvara tato bajeta mam dridha shradalur jridanishtaya jushamanam shtatang kamam duko darkam shtagarayam. He mentions a person whose faith has awakened, jata shrada, it's awakened, makkatasu, he likes to hear. Nirvina sarva karma. So he thinks all material activities in the they sense gratification. It leads to misery. Dukha darkam sagaran. He knows that. And Veda dukatmakam kamams. But parityage pyanishvara. Ishvara means like the supreme controller. It also means the power to do something. Parityage pyanishvara. But he can't do it. He knows what's right. He still doesn't have the power to do it. This is an interim point. So Krishna goes on to say, Jushamanam shtatan kamams, duko darkam shagaram. You can lament that a little bit, but don't become debilitated by thinking, I'm so guilty, I can't do anything. He said, just keep going. So in the interim point, one has no other choice but to keep going. So after Nashta Prayushu Bhadrishu, then we have Tada Rajas Tamo Bhava Kama Loba Reyashche Cheta Itera Navidam Sitam Satve Prasidati. So at this point, then he's mentioning Shukadev, Suta Goswami rather, the various levels of advancement in this succession of verses. So Tada, at that time, Rajas Tamo Bhava. Now Rajas and Tamas start to go down, and Prabhupada says, you'll notice that the pinching isn't there. You're not being pushed into sense gratification. Like, go do this. Look at that. You don't feel it anymore. And similarly, one who's coming to this position is entering into nishta. Nishta bhakti has five obstacles. The first obstacle is laya, sleep. I'm doing my japa, but then all of a sudden, or as soon as you pull out a book, like... Sleep is the enemy of the bhajan before nishta. And then after that comes distraction. There's something over there. I got to go look at it. I have to put my bead bag down. I've been defeated. And then comes, there's no distraction. And there's no, you're not sleepy, but you just don't care. That's called meh. And then there's... innate desires within the heart, they come out. And then the senses want their own food, and they're grappling hard to pull them back. So when those are overcome, those five obstacles, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, then then one's in nishta. And tada rajas tamo bhava kama lubade asche means you know it. At that time, you'll see that the rajas and tamas have been diminished. And now the second part of that verse says, stitam satve prasidati. So now, where are you situated? Stitam Sattve. Now, this is not ordinary Sattve. It doesn't mean Sattvagun. It means Shuddha Sattva. So now this is continuing. And then finally, we come to Evam Prasanna Manaso Bhagavad Bhakti Yogata Bhagavad. Evam Prasanna Manaso Bhagavad Bhakti Yogata. Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam Mukta Sangha Sijayate. Person becomes liberated at this point. And Bidite Hridaya Grandisht. That knot of connection to the material world is completely cut. And Prabhupada mentions this in the purport. So he says that ordinary processes like yoga or jnana, it may help one person to become a little purified. But actually, even in that purification, there's a chance that he or she will fall back into the material existence again. Allah yene ravindaksha vamuktamani nas. Or tatpada pankacha palasa vilasya bhakta karmashrayam gratitam gratayanti santa tadvanna rikta matayo atayo pirudha shroto ganas tamaranam vasudevam. This famous verse in the Bhagavatam says that the devotees, because they're relishing something sweet, like this morning in the temple room, I smelled the incense and I thought, this is, I mean, no place you'd rather be. You know, there's an emotional response from all the time of being in Hare Krishna temples and smelling Hare Krishna incense. In fact, somebody gave me a stick of incense once on the street in Telegraph Avenue, Berkeley, California, and I brought it home and I stuck it in my wall at home. I didn't light it, but I could smell it. And I was thinking, Hare Krishna. And it's like, you know, you need this spiritual sense gratification. Yet, pada pankacha palasa vilasya bhakti. There has to be some engagement in beauty and joy, the aesthetics of the spiritual world. Like we have at a Hare Krishna festival. You feel happy. And hearing about Krishna's pastimes, if that delights you, you're in good shape. Then he says, rikta matayo, if your head's empty, you don't have Krishna in there. No Krishna in your head. You're just trying for the void, or you're speculating. There's some way, neti neti, not this, not that. Then tadvitta raktayo. Then shroto ganas tamaram bhajavasudeva. The strong waves of material existence will come along when you're not expecting it. Vishwamrita, 10,000 years meditation, perfect, until Menaka came, right? Was it Menaka? Yeah, and then he didn't even open his eyes. He just heard the ankle bells and he goes, all right, I got to go. And that was it, you know. So Prabhupada gives him as an example, contrasting with Haridas Thakur, when the prostitute actually came there. And he said, I got to finish my rounds and I'll be right with you. But my rounds are never finished. And that's a good process. So it continues from there. We can notice these interim stages that, I'm almost there. Keep going. Don't stop. Because Prabhupada writes in the light of the Bhagavad, it's absolutely guaranteed that at the right time, By its own force, he says, the devotional service will come and drag one to the destination. Another reflection or question or something to expand the conversation? Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So this verse is glorifying Bhagavatam. And Srila Prabhupada in the purport is emphasizing the importance of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. I was just wondering, when we say Srimad Bhagavatam, does it mean the Bhagavatam that we're familiar with, the 18 cantos? Or does it also mean like different books from the Acharyas or Bhagavad Gita or just anything having to do with Krishna Katha, as long as it's coming in bona fide disciplic succession? Is that also considered Bhagavatam?
Well, it's all considered part of the Bhagavat. Bhagavat school itself, all things that relate to Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam is special. And this is pointed out in the fifth chapter of the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, when Vyasadeva himself had completed the Bhagavat Purana, as well as the other Puranas, what to speak of Mahabharata, which includes Bhagavad Gita. And now his spiritual master comes and goes, "What's wrong? You don't look good." He said, "I'm not good. I'm morose. Can you tell me what's wrong?" He said, "Yeah, you blew it." Shigupsitam karma krite nushashana. He says, "It was abominable what you did." He just wrote the Mahabharata, Bhagavad Gita, all the Puranas, including Bhagavat Purana. He said, "You gave everyone an excuse for sense gratification. That's all you've done. They're going to take it too, because it comes from you, Vyasadeva. You're the authority, and they're going to say, yeah, we can have religion." So he says, "Go back and write about the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead." That's when he goes back to Samyaprash, into his cottage, where there's no modes of material nature, surrounded by berry trees. And he goes into devotional trance. And then he sees the position of the jivas and of the material energy and their plight. And he sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead and all his energies in the spiritual world. Then he sees the Lord's pastimes directly. And then he comes out of trance. This is called Samadhi Bhasha. What you say when you come out of perfect samadhi, that's what Vyasadeva said when he then came out with the Srimad Bhagavatam. And so the Srimad Bhagavatam is the specific medicine for overcoming the disease of the heart. Vrikriti tam vrajava durbirahamcha vishnu shradhan vitona shinu yad atavarna yedya bhaktim param bhagavati pratilabhya kamam hrid rogam ashva pahinot yacharina dhira. This is mentioned by Shukadeva Goswami. If somebody can develop the right faith in this Srimad Bhagavatam, Shradhan Vito Nishinuyad, and hear it with faith, that means following the direction of the acharyas, presented properly, as Prabhupada did. He always gave the context of pure devotional service. Other people have rendered Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, and so forth in ways that you won't understand the actual message. So you have to hear it through the cyclic succession. And obviously the commentaries are important. Prabhupada used them to write all his purports. So how else would we know that when Krishna came to Indra, after Indra tried to kill everybody in Vrindavan, and how would we know what their conversation was and what Krishna was thinking? Well, we hear it from Vrishnanath Chakravarti Thakur. And then Prabhupada writes it in his Krishna book. You know, it's coming down through the cyclic succession. But the Bhagavatam itself, in all 12 cantos, first 9 cantos, we have to go through sequentially in order to see the first 9 cantos have every possible psychological engagement a living entity can have with the material world, psychological or physical engagement. And by going through the 9 cantos, then one becomes materially, one becomes convinced that the material world's a waste of time. Then we can enter into the 10th canto properly. And by hearing the 10th canto, Bhaktim Param Bhagavati Pratilabhya Kamam Hrid Rogam Ashva Pahinota Charena Dira, then we can overcome the dread disease of the heart, Kama. Otherwise, if we don't hear about the Adi Ras, Adi Ras means that Madhurya Ras. That's what Lord Chaitanya came to teach. He came to teach that there's beyond Vaikuntha, where everyone's worshiping the Lord like this, there's places where people are wrestling with Krishna and telling him, "No, she doesn't want to see you right now." And so that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that's what I came to teach. And that's what the Bhagavatam is. It, ultimately, in the 10th canto, we come to the ultimate, you know, the pinnacle of all the Bhagavatam, which is in the Rasa Lila. And that this is this for those who are Shradhanvito. Prabhupada said, if you're not free of sex desire, don't leave the first 2 cantos. Just stay there and learn the whole thing. Keep chanting, sir. Or he holds our hand through the Krishna book and fortifies us as we go through. But the point is, unless we become attracted to the pastimes of the spiritual world through the Srimad Bhagavatam, then whatever anybody says, eventually I'll become attracted to the pastimes of the material world. I have to, because I'm a living entity. I have to have engagement. I can't just sit on the sidelines. I got to have something. Give me something now. Nahikashchitshamapi jatu chishtatyakarmakrit. Krishna says, everyone's always active all the time. And unless you get superior sense gratification through entering into Bhagavat, then... And the Prabhupada said, we have Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar Devotion, Bhagavad Gita. Especially these four books. If you enter into them, you'll notice, I mean deeply, you'll notice that you won't come to the end of it. Not in this lifetime. Very difficult to come to the end of that. And if we put the same kind of effort into reading Prabhupada's books that he put into writing them, then we'll start noticing that the world looks differently. I don't know if I answered your question completely, but I say that Bhagavatam is very specific and important and special, of course. Everything in the Vaishnava canon is important and has relevance and is transcendental, as long as it's rendered properly. Prabhu. Archita Prabhu.
The question was very good, and the answer was almost there. Yeah, you said that, you know, Bhagavatam means in relation to Bhagavan, obviously. So you could say Bhagavad Gita is in relation to Bhagavan, and, you know, Chaitanya Charitamrita. But still, there is a specific scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, as you pointed out. It was written on the order of Narad Muni. So Srila Vyasadeva gave us a specific scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam. So even though all those other scriptures are in relation to Bhagavan, you could say they're Bhagavatam also. They're not in this context, because... as yesterday's verse says, Shinvatam Shraya Nitya Grinatasta Shvateshitam Kalena Nati Dirgena Bhagavan Vishatarity. If you hear this specific scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, then within no time, Kalena Nati Dirgena, Krishna will become manifest in your heart. As you said in the beginning, he's there already, but he starts taking notice when you start taking notice. And the best way to take notice is to hear this Srimad Bhagavatam.
Sadhu, sadhu.
Hare Krishna.
Any last thing? Yes. Okay. Okay, last question.
We heard that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj said, if there was one book only left, this one. So sometimes I have a doubt. I hear devotees say Chaitanya Charitamrita, sometimes they say Bhagavatam. Which one actually is, and what will be the difference? If you choose one.
Well, you know, these are ecstatic pronouncements by great, great souls. So, you know, you don't need to get too technical on them. Basically, they're saying that there's nothing better. And, of course, you can say there's nothing better, and keep going through various aspects of the spiritual world, like Dwarka is perfect, Mathura is most perfect, more perfect, and Vrindavan's most perfect. So, yeah, the Srimad Bhagavatam, but he also said about the Chaitanya Charitamrita that, but it is, the Chaitanya Charitamrita really is Bhagavatam, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was teaching Bhagavatam, and if you look at carefully, it's really a garland of Bhagavatam verses proving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy and so forth. Gaur Premanande Haribo. Vanchakopdhrishya kripasnabeva cha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namah nantakoti vaishnavinikijaya gopremanande haribo.